So welcome everyone to day 27 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. To begin, I'd like to invite you to just take a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just let yourself settle on your seat, in your body. The present moment awareness. Wholeheartedly. Just let yourself arrive in the space that you're in the studio, in your own space, and in your body. And continuing our discussion of resilience, leaving behind calm, well, not really leaving behind, but building on our sense of calm, moving on to the next topic, which is motivation. Really looking at the ways in which we are motivated to do things. And one of the things that Rick Hansen says is that resilience is more than managing stress and pain and recovering from loss and trauma. People who are resilient are also able to pursue opportunities in the face of challenges, in the face of resistance, failure, things going sideways, you know, life. The way that he talks about it, well, let me back up. So in the traditional way in which we talk about experience showing up, there are things we like, there are things we don't like, and the things we're neutral about. And we tend to be motivated to go towards the things we like. However, that sense of like can spill over to what Rick Hansen calls wanting, or really spilling over into that grasping quality of the mind. And I was thinking about it as it spills over into I gotta have. There are things we like, and then all of a sudden we can start to feel like I gotta have that. And that gotta have or wanting generally comes from a feeling of lack or deficit. I need that to be enough. I need to finish all these things on the do list, or I need that cookie. Or I need to take care of that thing. So I want to invite you today to just start to notice where like can spill over into I gotta have. And he says, be mindful of what it's like to feel urgent, pressured, contracted, insistent, demanding, compelled, or grasping. Wanting or just liking things is natural, but how we relate to it and seeing it spill over into this feeling of I gotta have reinforces that feeling of deficit in us. And so we want to be motivated from the sense of wholeness, of remembering our basic goodness, remembering that we're okay just being humans on the planet. So shifting to the more formal practice, taking your seat, feeling that sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. From that sense of being grounded and whole, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, connecting to that natural human dignity. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front, that wholeheartedness, that sense of care for ourselves and others. That feeling of being enough. And then resting our hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and joy of our practice together.